it actually feels quite strange that the world's biggest cycling race is coming so near us.
It's like famous people, and just to know that they're coming through your village is quite exciting.
I feel really lucky to have the Tour de France race coming straight past our house.
They've made bunting for the nearby spectator hub in Coronation Park and have been learning about French artists and safe cycling.
Right, are we listening? Who can tell me?
They're all getting so excited about it, and obviously all the bunting's everywhere. We've had a bunting put up at school. Some of them, it's all, well, I don't really know, I didn't know what that is. So for them, it's all a new experience, but they're all really excited to see all these famous people coming through the village.
I'm just walking up what's known around here as the Jawbone. It's arguably one of the best places on the whole of the route to get a glimpse of the cyclists. As you can hear, I'm a little bit out of breath because it's quite steep. There are a lot of hills and a lot of bends as well. So it'll probably be one of the most challenging parts of the route, which will then head down to Hillsborough through Wadsley Bridge.
I'm Rob. I run Captain's Anchor Fish and Chip Shop on Halifax Road. That's £2.50, please. Normally we shut on a Sunday, but we've got extra staff in, we've got people that are on call if we need them.
Tomorrow I'll be in Shirecliff, which is one of the next places on the route.